This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We had this question pop up on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Golden State might be the place where we could dump Grant. Jeremy Grant. Here's the problem, though, is that you mentioned this at the end of the Blazers season. Is like, we just don't know what teams are going to have to make absolutely game-changing, wide-ranging changes on their roster. Once the playoffs happen, playoff teams go, oh boy, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah, because the timeline's accelerated for them, then they have to make changes sooner.
The only problem, though, is that what does Golden State have that the Blazers want?
For whatever reason, Blazers fans seem just infatuated with Jonathan Kuminga, and
no.
I want no part of that process. Look, if he turns into a great player...
Who are these fans?
Dude, they are in my mentions all the time, and I'm like, do you like the idea of Jonathan Kuminga? Because if you watched him play basketball...
Your mentions are a lot like... They're a dark place.
Like,
they're a weird place.
And this is... I'll just pull this up, just because it's... It's interesting. What is it you think Jonathan Kuminga does well?
I don't know. Not pass? Take shots?
I mean, here's the thing. So Kuminga's this...
I think he does a lot of things okay, but I don't know what he does great.
He's this 6'8", 6'9". Like, if he had in his head, if like there's this complete mental shift where he's like, I'm going to be modern Sean Kemp. Just use an absolute power of force of athleticism and will to just dominate the interior. Be like, okay. Okay, that's something I can get excited about, because you that kind of guy can be successful. So he's not quite 23 years old yet. While his usage rate has gone up basically every year, his points per shot attempt was in the absolute dregs this year, 21st percentile, right? You take a look at his defensive rebounding. He doesn't get blocks, he doesn't get steals, and he's not a good rebounder.
That's awesome.
You take inefficient shots, you're a black hole, you're not a plus defender, you're not a box score steals guy, you're not a box score blocks guy. Like, what the hell does he do?
Well, he does a lot of things that good. Not great.
Like
just good.
If you look at his shooting chart, he's an 87th percentile rim finishing. Outside of that, mid-range, 25th percentile. Three-point shooting, 26th percentile. So
that's not good.
Outside of the rim, he doesn't do anything. Yet you look at his shooting frequency, he's nowhere near where he should be at the rim. He takes almost no threes, so he's not even he's a bad three-point shooter, and he's not taking anything, so he's not a threat out there. He was in the 94th percentile among forwards in mid-range attempts, and I just got done telling you he was in the 25th percentile in mid-range efficiency.
Yeah.
So it's
a lot of numbers, man.
I'm just saying.
It's a lot of numbers that just say he's meh.
He's below meh. And there hasn't been anything that's been sliding towards that. Like, if there was like a Scoot Henderson blip of like, oh, okay, there's little blips of him figuring some stuff out. And I can see like there's like marked growth in certain areas.
I would call a couple of his playoff performances pretty good blips. I mean, he had 28 points the other night.
Individual games as opposed to months.
Oh, you're looking at a blip as a month?
Yeah. Like, give me 15 games. Give me 15 games. Like, let me see you put it together for a stretch, and not just a hot stretch. Like, let me just see you. Like, even if you're not shooting well, you're doing the right things. And that's the thing with Kuminga. He doesn't do the right things. He's got in his head that he's Kobe Bryant.
And oh, it's he's like, not.
You're not. Dude, don't do like it's the path is very clear for him to be a good and like even a, possibly a very good and productive player. He just doesn't want to go down that path.
Well, I mean, if you can't work alongside Steph, I don't know if you can work.
That's kind of point. Everybody wants to beat up on Steve Kerr.
Kind of creates everything.
I think Kerr is a little rigid with some of his stuff for sure. But like, there is a certain level of feel and IQ that you just have to have in the NBA. Mm-hmm. That I feel like so many, particularly the G League Ignite guys, just don't have at all and haven't really shown much development in that process. And it's like, could it be
wonder why they shut it down.
I mean, yeah, it was a way for those guys to get money. And I don't begrudge them one bit for doing it. But I've mentioned this in like scouting and evaluation, how I've kind of changed over the last couple of years, where in the past I might have really favored a guy like Kuminga. I'm soured on those guys that just don't show any feel or IQ at that requisite level.
Well, but that's the hard part is how do you do that in college or the G League? Like that's a really hard thing to do.
Well, the G League especially because
is to show that because
the games didn't matter.
Sample size is smaller and also the competition it has so much variance.
Well, I mean
it's not
the Ignite guys, Dink Pate, who played for the Ignite and then when it folded up went and played for the Mexico City G League affiliate last year, the Capitanes. He came in for his workout, was it last week? And I asked him about, you know, what was it like going from the Ignite to Mexico City? And he's like, you know, it's very different when you're playing for the Ignite, which is this developmental team, and winning never mattered. Because it never mattered. And I really appreciated how honest he was with that. And I really think that set those guys back. Because even in college and, you know, mid-majors, it matters. The competition and winning matters. And how you perform and the things you do and the decisions you make. Keeping it back to the Warriors, did you see what Steve Kerr did to Pods last night when he got up in the air and threw that ball away?
Yeah, he's not a happy camper.
He yanked him so fast, and I don't think I've ever seen Steve Kerr chew a player out during a game like he did Pods last night.
What you just said, though, is exactly why it took so long for Chauncey Billups to come around to Scoot Henderson, is that winning didn't matter for 2 years for Scoot Henderson, and he played like it.
Yeah.
For a long time here, Chauncey kind of, and he put his ass on the bench too. Yeah. And Chauncey started to play him more when it looked like he gave an F.
Yeah. And then, and I think you could say the exact same thing about Kuminga. If he would just do the things. Have you watched Shooting Guards yet?
What?
The Untold Shooting Guards, the Javaris Crittenden, Gilbert Arenas thing?
No.
Dude, it's worth the watch. And it goes through and highlights Javaris with the Lakers because he thought he was going to be picked a lot higher. And Javaris Crittenden was like the top five player in the country, like coming into out of high school. He was a McDonald's All-American on that, you know, LeBron team and Chase Budinger, or not LeBron, but Chase Budinger and Kevin Durant, all those guys. Like it was a loaded, loaded team.
All right.
But that part of it though, him going to the Lakers and just being pushed aside, his head said, I'm supposed to be the dude. And it killed his confidence because he didn't even dress in game one. And that finding that spot of like mentally where you are and where you need to be is just so huge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.